It's about that time of year when we start re-upping some of the things that we do. And one of those things that comes up in the summertime in the June, July area is LifeMed. Here to talk about LifeMed today is administrative assistant and LifeMed guru for West Lane Fire and EMS Authority, Laura Lindemann, and Matt House is joining us as well today. So, Laura, I understand you know the most about Matt aside. You know the most about LifeMed. So tell us a little bit about the program.
So LifeMed is a membership program that takes care of the copay for an ambulance transport. Most insurances do not pay 100% for an ambulance transport, just like you have to pay a copay when you go to the hospital or a doctor visit prescription, the same with an ambulance transport. And LifeMed takes care of that for you. So for $65 a year for your whole household, it's taken care of for that whole year. Any amount of transports.
Okay, but what about people that have no insurance? Is this still a program that works for them?
Absolutely. Okay. It works for them and it works for their household. So if you have an emergency in your home, if your child participates in sport in school, or if you're driving on the road and you become involved in an accident or you have a medical emergency, you will call 911. With that LifeMed program, you can do that and you have peace of mind. You don't have that big copay coming when the bill comes. You can just concentrate on getting better and responding to the paramedics who help you out at the scene.
Now, does it cover every ambulance visit to the home, or is it just something that requires the transport or something critical care?
It's generally the emergency transport that is covered. We do some of our home visits. They're free of charge. It's just part of our community service. Matt will know more about that.
All right, Matt?
Yeah, part of what our general taxation is that we have is that we consider that part of what we do to take care of our community. So anytime somebody may have had a ground level fall or just needs assistance moving from a taxi or into the residence, we're there for them. I mean, that's our whole goal, is taking care of our community.
Now, Laura, what about a family that may have two or three emergencies in a year time? Is that covered too?
Absolutely. There is no limit at this time. I know some other districts do put a limit on it, but we still here on the coast have no limits whatsoever. So if you have two or three a call for 1 year, that's okay.
Matt, how many calls that require transport happen in a year?
We had last year about 4,300 calls. Of those were 2,600 transports.
Is it mainly the aged in our community, or is it just a widespread of everybody?
We live in a very interesting area. So, yeah, we live in a tourist area, but we live in also in a retirement community. You know, 10, 15 years ago, during the summer period, we would always get more calls. You know,
but dune now, calls. And
dune calls, accidents on the highway. We're seeing that trend stay across the board, though, because of the tourists, because of the retirement community that we are, and then also the retirement community. Throughout the year, we see our call volume staying the same. We don't have a drop off. You know, 10, 15 years ago in September, October range, we'd see our call drop off. That doesn't happen anymore.
So it's kind of a steady flow there.
Yep.
The folks are pretty happy with the program if you have over 2,000 folks subscribed to it.
Yeah. I mean, if I can personally, yeah. I was in an incident back east in the Bend area, broke my leg, had to use their ambulance service, and was transported. Got back to Florence a few days later, and bill comes in. I didn't have a bill because I was a LifeMed member, and that's the other thing, is we reciprocate with about another 80 to 90 other districts in the state of Oregon. So my LifeMed membership here reciprocated with a LifeMed membership or FireMed membership in the Bend region, so I had no bill coming to me. Back to what Laura said, I had peace of mind in that situation. I could just focus in on getting better.
So that's all the more reason for someone who might be questioning whether it's something for them or not. If they travel a little bit around the state, it really will help them too.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's one of the things that we always encourage, is we show them a map of our LifeMed membership reciprocating agencies. And then, is it 90?
80
different agencies that we reciprocate with. And so I think if they have a membership prescription up in Albany, and then we would reciprocate with them, and we wouldn't charge them a bill for that.
And Laura, again, the cost of this annually?
$65 per household. And that would be family members that are children under 26 and on your tax return.
And does the year start July 1st? Or?
It starts on July 1st. It goes to June 30th. You can sign up throughout the year. There's no proration. You're still going to get it until June 30th. So sign up in June, and you'll get the whole 365-plus days of benefit of the program.
Basically, if you know, how much can an average hospital transport bill be if you don't have coverage?
Without insurance?
Yeah.
Our standard rate for advanced life support is about $1,800 just to transport the patient. Basic life support, if you call 911, it just doesn't meet different criteria, is about $1,200, if I remember right off the top of my head. we were talking about this the other day too, is like trying to figure out what the average deductible is. You know, some people have an average deductible of $100. Medicare says your deductible is $250. We really don't know what the average deductible. That's generally what the patients that we transport get stuck with the remaining bill. This definitely covers that as well.
Mm-hmm. But then there's those that might not have insurance.
And so, yeah, for yeah. sure.
How can folks sign up for this?
We have an online portal on our website to sign up online with your credit card. You're welcome to come into our office on Highway 101 right next to the bowling alley, and we're happy to sign you up Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. There's also pamphlets around town with the senior center. Some of the HOA clubhouses have them. You even can give us a call if you just want to renew your membership, and we're happy to take your credit card over the phone. Save yourself a trip. Now, if any of that doesn't work for you, give us a call, and we're happy to mail your package in the mail.
If you're going to the website with all the combination that's been going on and the districts being combined a little bit there, what's the best address for it?
WLFEA.org. Yes, okay. We have moved our LifeMed program to there. It's a beautiful symbol right on the homepage. Click on it, and you are taken to the online sign-up program.
All right. Laura Lindemann, Matt House, thank you so much for getting us updated on that. And folks, if you are interested in this program, hurry up, because July's coming. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.